Steve's Fairy Tales. Steve?
Thank you, Morag. Well, boys and girls, tonight's fairy tale is called The Little Girl Who Saw the World. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Wally. She lived with her parents and her twin brother, who was 6 months older. Wally's mother was very tall. And Wally was a reasonably good child who kept her room reasonably neat and tidy, for which her parents charged her a reasonable rate. And all in all, they were a very happy family, with the parents being tolerant of the children and the children being obedient to the parents, especially just before Christmas. Then one morning, Wally came to her mother and said, "I'm not going to school today." And her mother thought that was just fine. After all, it was Saturday. Wally insisted, "I'm not going to school today, or tomorrow, or the next day, or ever. It's time that I took control over my own life. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 27, eh?" And her mother answered, "27A, that's your bra size. You've got a lot of growing up to do." But Wally was out pounding the pavement. It's amazing what people do when they're upset. Then Wally got up to her feet and set out to see the world. And her parents were very upset. It took them over a week to rent out her room, and they never heard from Wally. It was partly their fault. They could have accepted the collect calls. Wally's father pretended he didn't care, but her mother wondered where she was. And sometimes when Wally's father was at work, her mother brought sailors home to ask them if they'd seen Wally. Hundreds and hundreds of sailors. And her mother was beginning to enjoy detective work. And then one day, after her mother had gone through most of the North American Navy, Wally came home. She marched in the front door, dropped into her favorite seat, and said, "That's enough of that. When's dinner?" And her family ran over to her and hugged her and asked her what she'd brought them. She told them to go outside and look in the trunk, which they hoped meant she had a car and not an elephant. It was neither. It was a trunk. And it was full of gifts from all over the world. Plates from China, drumsticks from Turkey, lubricants from Greece, hubcaps from Mexico, chili from Chile, and a husband from Tibet. And Wally took her mother aside and said, "I've seen the world, and it's changed me. I'm older, and I'm wiser. I'm 30 now." "So I see," said her mother, staring at Wally's chest. And Wally and her new husband moved back into Wally's room. Wally's brother tried to convince the neighbors that they were normal. And Wally's mother spent many late nights revealing to Wally's father some of the things she'd learned from the sailors.